All right, my next guest, the former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, a former Republican candidate for governor and for United States Senate. Makes a big endorsement in the race for U.S. Senate. Chief Craig, good to have you back on the program.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Greatly appreciate it. So you have a big announcement. I'll just go ahead and let you make it as far as what's next in the U.S. Senate race and your involvement.
Well, you know, I made a decision to, you know, get out of the race. I felt good about, you know, I thank the Michiganders who supported me, which was reflected in the polls. But after making that decision to get out of the race, you know, certainly what was most important is to support a candidate who is a law and order candidate. I mean, given everything that's going on in our country today with, you know, our invasion, open borders, fentanyl coming through, some of these migrants that are not all, but some of the illegal migrants coming in who certainly have criminal backgrounds, some are terrorists. They're in our country right now. People are angry. And this administration can do one thing, close the borders. It's just not happening. So we need strong leadership representing us, a strong conservative. And so endorsing Mike Rogers, for me, was the right thing to do. And I didn't take that endorsement lightly. I certainly had a conversation with two other candidates to understand, you know, where they are on the issues. But it was clear to me with an individual who was a Army veteran, former FBI special agent, and certainly served as a House Intelligence Committee, those things matter to me. And so when we've had a number of conversations, it was clear that Mike and I were in alignment, especially when we talk about safety. You look around our country, you look in our state, it's a big issue. I mean, there are a lot of other issues that are pressing. Certainly the economy is a big issue. But we are less safe as a nation right now. And so it came down to the reason why I'm supporting Mike, and I'm looking forward to work with him over the coming months.
How important do you think it is, Chief, your endorsement when it comes to, look, no Republican candidate has been senator for a number of years. I think it's been 16 cycles, and the Republicans have won one race in 16 Senate cycles in Michigan. I think there's a huge opportunity right now because I think that the Republicans have a weak candidate on the Democrat side, plus the open borders, plus the fentanyl, plus the bad economy, Bidenomics, all those things add up. And right now you look at Donald Trump with a 4 to 5 point lead, which is exactly opposite what it was in the state in 2020, according to polling. That's a 10-point swing in favor of Donald Trump and Republicans. But how important is it for you in Southeast Michigan to bring voters to the Republican side, to Mike Rogers?
It's very important. I mean, you can look at our state, and as you pointed out, we haven't had a Republican in that seat for many years, and things are changing. People are moving over. You know, I always point to our neighbors over in Chicago, Illinois, and unprecedented issues are happening right now. When you look at the illegal migrants that are getting favors over U.S. citizens, the African-American community is outraged. And they're saying constantly, we want to turn and are going to turn Chicago red. I've never seen anything like it. New York, similar kind of response with the illegal migrants getting favors over U.S. citizens. And while you don't see much of that here, and we hope that it never comes here to that degree, But I've talked to a lot of Democrats who have told me, one, they support me, and they want to move over. They have to. The simple question is, are we better off today than we were 4 years ago? And everyone knows this is about issues. We don't have to get into partisan politics.
Right. It is about issues. About look, this open border, when we see a college kid doing what college kids do, going out for a morning run, being dragged off and
Absolutely.
Beaten to death by an illegal alien in the middle of a major college campus, in the middle of America, in the middle of a Thursday morning. I mean, that says everything we need to know, doesn't it?
But it does say everything we need to know. And it's sad that the president has yet to acknowledge this young woman. this is his open border. And as I said at the beginning of your segment, you know, I believe there are a number of criminal migrants that are coming in with significant past histories. They're coming from these countries being released from prisons, and they're coming into America. It's no secret. And so it needs to stop. It needs to stop now. And then when we have prosecutors and judges, not all, in some cases, who have soft on crime views, who this bail reform. And so what happens? Just like the police officers in New York that got attacked by illegal migrants, criminal migrants, who and then flipped off the American people. That's the attitude that's here, and we have a lot to be concerned about. It needs to change, but we need a strong conservative in that seat so that we can move this country in the right direction.
Former chief of police for the city of Detroit, James Cray, making his endorsement of Mike Rogers in the race for the U.S. Senate seat. Obviously, Alyssa Slotkin is the Democrat leading the field on the other side. I think she's beatable. Chief Craig thinks she's beatable, and I think Mike Rogers clearly thinks she's beatable. Chief, thank you for being here. I'm sure we'll talk again in this election year that is so important. Thank you for taking the time, and thank you for making that announcement.
Absolutely.
Greatly appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a great one.
You too. There you have it. It's about issues. He's right. It's not about personalities. It's about issues. And the issues are enormous this year. All right. So still to come today, State Senator Jim Runstead will be here from White Lake. He represents Michigan's 23rd District. By the way, I saw him when I was at the border in Texas. He was there on the trip. So we want to talk about sanctuary banning bills amid the escalating border crisis. I'll talk to the senator about that coming up on the Steve Rivers Show.